in politics. Stem cell research is an issue in the presidential contest. Senator John Kerry says the Bush administration is not doing nearly enough for this medical research, controversial because it uses tissue from human embryos. More stem cell research is underway overseas, and as Data Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, it may soon go ahead in California, too.
At the Democratic National Convention this summer, one of the highlights was a speech by Ronald Prescott Reagan mere weeks after his father, the former president, died. Ron Reagan came on a mission.
Whatever else you do, come November 2nd, I urge you, please, cast a vote for embryonic stem cell research. Thank you for your time.
Ronald Reagan died of Alzheimer's disease, one of the many conditions some say could be cured by medical advances resulting from embryonic stem cell research. His son's speech signaled this research, which John Kerry strongly supports and President Bush supports on a limited basis, would be a hot-button issue in the presidential campaign. In California, the issue spawned Proposition 71, a ballot initiative that would allot $3 billion taxpayer dollars for stem cell research over a decade. Fiona Hutton, a spokeswoman for Yes on Proposition 71, says there could be enormous medical as well as fiscal benefits to the state.
We're going to create new high-paying jobs. We're going to significantly be able to reduce health care costs. We're going to be able to provide new tax revenues for the state. And all the while, we're going to certainly recharge and reinvigorate California's life science and biotech industry.
These reasons have prompted several parties, from the California Medical Association to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, to support Proposition 71. But many people oppose Prop 71 for moral, fiscal, or technical reasons. Deborah Greenfield is a lawyer who sits on the Bioethics Committee at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Greenfield doesn't oppose stem cell research per se, but, she says, 71 is badly written and does not provide critical scientific oversight. And Greenfield warns the benefits the pro-71 people are promising taxpayers are illusions.
One of the promises that the Yes people are making is that we're going to see benefits from all the money, the revenues that are created by the new research. This is almost a fantasy.
Prop 71, says Greenfield, does not obligate private research firms and public institutions to share a percentage of the earnings from whatever stem cell breakthroughs they achieve. Voters, she says, are making their decisions based on feelings generated by ads like this one, featuring actor Michael J. Fox, who suffers from Parkinson's disease.
Please support the effort to find cures by voting yes on 71. It could save the life of someone you love.
Greenfield says appeals like this can result in deeply felt but badly thought out legislation.
I make an analogy. You know, it's like in response to 9/11, you know, we got the Patriot Act.
In response to popular celebrities' medical plight, she says, Californians got Prop 71. But Michael Kinsley, editor of the op-ed page of the Los Angeles Times, also has Parkinson's disease, and he says the Yes on 71 ads humanize this initiative for voters.
And it is the kind of thing that sort of hits you personally more than most political issues.
Kinsley says the success of Prop 71 could have national ramifications. If other states eventually fund similar research, the benefits accrue to patients nationwide. So the Times editorial board has endorsed Prop 71. The paper feels the massive investment is a gamble, but one that could have a huge payoff.
Even if it was restricted to California, I think it will generate economic and medical benefits for the whole country. We hope, you know, this is not a slam dunk by any means.
It is a big gamble, and next week, voters will go to the polls and decide just how lucky they feel. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.